What do you mean from England?
Good question. I miss, first of all, and most importantly, my family and my friends, because here I came alone. So I miss seeing my friends, I miss my family, my mom, my dad, and my brother. I also miss, so in England, we have English breakfasts, which are baked beans on toast. Do you know what is baked beans? No. Mm-hmm. It's a very boring dish, but I miss it. So some of the food I miss. Yeah, that's about it.
When was the last time you visited him? What do you like the most about going back?
Last time I visited England?
Yes.
So the last time I was in England was in September. And I finished my master's degree. I finished university and I went back to London to see my family, and I went traveling with my friends and we had a really good summer. And then I came here to work. And what was the second part of your question?
What do you like the most about going back?
What do I like the most about going back? Probably the comforts of home, being with my mom. My mom's cooking is amazing, so I love going back for the food.
Is there someone you admire?
I admire, romantically, or someone I admire, like a role model, like. The question is somewhere I admire, like a role model.
The person.
A person? So one person that's like a role model or someone that I admire is Michelle Obama. So she is not only a really good writer and speaker, she's very... I love the values that she represents. She's very kind, she's very humble. She tries to do good for people. And I think she's a good role model to have for people to look up to.
Why do you want to be a teacher?
Good question. So I love teaching because I think that it's very special to help students on their journey. And when I was younger, I still remember the teachers that taught me, and the ones that were really good, they changed my life. And the teachers that were, for example, my geography teacher was really good. And also I had a design, you guys have technology class, right? So I had a design and technology teacher. She was also brilliant. And because they believed in me, they helped me, they made me ambitious, they really changed my life and they helped me a lot. So I hope that I can also help other students, because teachers have it's very important to have good teachers.
What do you like most about Spain?
I really like the people here because people are very friendly. People talk a lot and they're very kind. Even strangers on the street, they're very kind. I love the weather. Usually it's sunny, and I love the landscape. It's very beautiful, especially in Cantabria with the mountains and the coast. It's very beautiful.
What do you usually do in your free time?
Good question. In my free time, well, I love to do yoga and to meditate. If I have, for example, on the weekend, I'll always begin my day with yoga and meditation. I love spending time in nature. So for example, here there's the beach. So I sometimes go to the beach, and I love dancing. So I take some dance classes and also reading my books.
What is your closest personal or professional target?
Oh, that is a very good question. My personal or professional target? Professionally, so for example, in teaching, I want to be able to reach a point where the students I'm working with, like you guys, you are able to, with it, when we work together, you're able to talk fluently and you're able to be more confident. Most important thing is to have confidence in when you speak to me or when you speak to each other in English. So that's professionally. Personally, a personal target of mine is to, I've got a good one. Usually, I can procrastinate a lot. Do you know what, you know, when you have homework to do or you've got work to do and you're like, you sit at the desk and you're like, I know I need to do this work, but then I'll go on my phone or I'll look up a different website. And at the end, it's been 2 hours and I still haven't done my work. So, personal target is to stop procrastinating and be more efficient when I'm working.
How was the process to come to Santander?
How was the process? Oh, it was very difficult because now, because of Brexit, we have to get a visa. I had to get a visa to come to Spain and to work here. And it was very expensive to get a visa. Some things went wrong. There were some problems when they took my passport. I missed my initial flight because the visa did not come back in time. So they didn't send my passport back in time. And I was supposed to begin on the 3rd of October, but I only got my passport back on the 4th of October. So that's why I came here and I began with you guys on the 5th of October, on the Wednesday.
Okay, but thank you.
Thank you. Was that okay?